Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is Grave Confessions from The Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living, interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
My name is Emily. I'm from Galesburg, Illinois. I just wanted to share a quick ghost story with you. It's about a shadow person in my home. I do have quite a few more, but I'll just share this one for now since it's my first one. I find it kind of cool. So I was in high school. I'm 25 now. So it was my, I think, sophomore year. So I'd be about 16. We just started driving. And it was like December, and my friend called me while I was at home. She said she just witnessed a car accident happen right in front of her. I don't think it was anything major, but it kind of scared her. It was her first witnessing a car accident kind of thing, you know, would creep you out when you first get your driver's license and stuff like that. So she was like, can you stay the night at my house? It was a Friday night. So I was like, yeah, sure, come over and pick me up. So she came over, came inside, and I was packing my bags in my room to go to her house. And my room, it's connected to the hallway of my house. My house is kind of small, and my room was small as well. You can really just fit a bed and a dresser in there, and it's kind of packed. but my bed, the head of my bed shared the wall with the hallway, and my door was right there. Like, when I get out of bed, I just walk out the door to my right. So I was packing my bags on my bed. I was really close to the head of my bed, so my door was right to my left. And the door was open maybe 5 inches. I could see out in the hallway out of the corner of my eye while I was packing my things, and my friend was sitting on my bed waiting for me. And I saw a tall, dark, in my head I knew it was a man right when I saw it. It was tall, maybe 6 foot type height. And when it walked by, it was kind of quick, but I saw it. The light in the hallway was off, but I saw it. It was darker than the dark, like everyone has said about these shadow men. So when I saw it walk by, it hit my door to my room and pushed it open on me. So it hit my right arm. It wasn't hard. I felt like it was playing around. So I thought it was my stepdad because he lives there as well. He's the only man in the house at the time. And I was like, oh, he's joking with us. I'm going to go see why he did that. You know, just laugh along with them about it. So I go out into the living room, and he's asleep in this chair, which he does a lot. But him and my mom and even my cat, the only other people in the house besides me and my friend, were asleep in their chairs. And I had to wake him up and be like, did you just hit my door? and you're faking asleep. He's like, no, I've been here. What happened? So I told him, and they were kind of freaked out. You know, I could tell, but they just kind of played it off as, oh, it's no big deal. Whatever, you're seeing things. So I went back in my room, and I asked my friend if she saw that. And she's like, yeah, let's get out of here. So we left. It just creeped me out. I've always been scared of that hallway. Like, every room is like a safe zone. I've heard that in previous calls as well that you guys have, where one place is, you feel like someone's right up against you, staring at you, checking you out, kind of thing. But once you get to a certain room, you're safe. So that's what my hallway has always been for me. I do see things out of the corner of my eye. Like, it's never straight on. It's just a quick movement, and I'm like, what was that? My boyfriend has seen it as well. He said, I think I just saw someone go into your brother's room, but I don't know. No one's back there. So it's just kind of always been that way. Even my friends growing up were kind of creeped out about it as well. It's just a feeling of, it's not a scared feeling. It's more of somebody's right there up on you and you can feel it. So you just rush through. I did tell my dad about it, that experience of the shadow man pushing the door on me, and it kind of creeped me out. So I told him about it, and he moved out of that house when I was maybe 4. So he said that I was in the bathtub playing one day when I was little, and he was in the living room strumming his guitar, and he had the door open to the bathroom for me so he could hear if I stopped playing or something, just to do his own thing while I was playing. But in case something bad happened to me, he knew that if I stopped making noise to go get me. So anyways, he said he was there and saw a dark figure as well, and he thought it was a tall man too. But he just kind of was like, wow, that's weird. He grew up in a haunted house as well. So it was just kind of, he just kind of played it off. But, and then he said that he heard me say, Daddy, is that you? So he was like, no, honey, it was just a car going by. It's all right. Keep playing. He didn't want to scare me, you know. What do you tell a 4-year-old? So, yeah, that's my ghost story. My mom, my stepdad have not felt anything in the hallway, so I don't know if it's just they're not sensitive, really, because I do have quite a few experiences, but my stepbrother has felt things as well, seen things. He thinks things have fallen off shelves randomly, but I don't think that's happened in a while, maybe a few years ago, but I don't know, it's just a really creepy feeling, and I thought I'd share it with you. I do have a doll story and dreams of where relatives have come back to me after they have passed on, and a couple animal ones, so they're pretty cool. I'll call back with those. Thank you for listening. Bye.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.